Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. Before they started growing hemp, Sunset Lake Farms produced cream for Ben & Jerry's. Sunset Lake CBD doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides to grow any of its hemp plants, and they use organic fertilizer and other sustainable farming techniques to ensure the long-term health of the soil and to minimize their carbon footprint. So like all of us, my days are really stressful. By the end of the night, my kids are in bed, I'm taking a minute to chill, but I'm still unwinding. I recently started using the Relax Gummies infused with CBD isolate, reishi mushroom extract, and ashwagandha root extract. I'm really glad I tried these because they really helped me get ready for a good night of sleep, and I really think I sleep better, so I'd highly recommend it. So check out Sunset Lake CBD today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code HFPOD for 20% off your order. That's sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code HFPOD for 20% off your order. Farmer owned, Vermont grown, Sunset Lake CBD. Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you. Hey, listeners. I want to tell you about a sponsor, Music Masters Collective. They're a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere. Every week, they host different events, all with the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like Oteil Burbridge, Trouble No More, former members of The Band, Milk Carton Kids, Nikki Glaspie, Bill Frisell, Sean Colvin, and many more. This June, join the Fab Four, Joan Osborne, John Sebastian, Marshall Crenshaw, and a great group of faculty for the debut of Magical Mystery Camp, this all-inclusive, once-in-a-lifetime music vacation experience in the heart of the Catskills will be packed with nightly performances, workshops, speakers, song circles, open mics, and a lot more. If you're a performing musician at any level, bring your instrument. If you're a music lover, bring your good spirit. It's an amazing experience for individuals, friends, and couples alike. Registration is open, spots are filling up, so check it out soon. And scholarships are available. Check out magicalmysterycamp.com/helpingfriendly to learn more.
Mama, I want a bucket and wing all along. Mama, I want a bucket and wing. Well, I don't want them going down to that hole in the ground. Well, I can't make my hammer ring. No, not like my daddy did.
Hey, everybody. This is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is RJ, your host. I'm here solo today, but I am coming to you from New York City, from the East Village, so I am sort of on the scene. I was on the scene last night at the show, which was really great. I'll talk about that a little bit. Just wanted to give people a little bit of a flavor of what we've been up to. Yesterday, we did a couch report with Relics, actually from the Relics office in New York City, and it was awesome. We talked with editor-in-chief of Relics, Mike Greenhouse, and Felicia D'Ambrosio and I co-hosted, and the feature sort of highlight of the whole thing was that Tom Marshall and the Dude of Life did an interview with Mike Greenhouse about songwriting and Phish. And there's a really cool story about Trey and the dude stalking Jerry in his hotel room. And then Tom and the dude actually played an original song that's never been played before for Trey. Really funny, really entertaining. And we had a really good time. I'm going to link to the Couch Report in the show notes. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. You can just click on that link and watch it, YouTube or Facebook. So we're at two nights in Madison Square Garden. The first night, Friday night, the 28th, came right out of the gate with a Kasvat Vox cover. There were two in the first show, We Are Come to Outlive Our Brains, and then the final hurrah came in the second set. But the energy was so high, and it seems like they just really came out of the gate having fun and really playing well. The maze, the meat, the walls of the cave closer, and even the Martian Monster and the We Have Come to Outlive Our Brains all had a little bit of jamming in it, and so that's pretty cool for a first set. We didn't see a huge first set jam in that first set, although we did see a ghost, which was really good. But we did see a lot of really high energy playing. And then second set, Set Your Soul Free opener, I think it was about 17 minutes into Swept Away into Steep, and then the final hurrah, Fuego into Shade, into Bathtub Gin, into Possum. Shade, that sort of late second set placement of Shade, I think people might throw some shade at, but I think it was a really good call. It really worked well. And the Bathtub Gin, usually don't see it at that second set, late second set slot, but really, really good jam into a Possum closer, and then Bouncing Slave encore. So decent. First show, I think the consensus, my friend Brian Brinkman, I think he said solid first set, a little bit of a shaky second set. It was a little bit up and down. Brian from Beyond the Pond, he's always got good opinions. We like, we like this show. We would recommend listening to it. I want to move on to Saturday night, the 29th. So this show, and I got to go last night, Buried Alive opener. There's something about it. Jonathan, our co-host, always talks about Buried Alive openers. He loves them, and it does kind of set the tone. I thought it was going to go into AC/DC bag, but instead, a nice second slot Blaze On. Really, really good show placement, I think, for that song. And had a nice jam. And then we had another Kasvat Vox song. We heard Turtle in the Clouds, so that's three that we've gotten. And then we'll get another one in the second set. But Sloth, 46 Days into Cities. This 46 Days, to me, was the highlight of the set. I just thought Trey's playing was so... it was really pretty. It was really kind of emotionally playing, I thought. Felt emotional. It felt... it was just very beautiful, and then kind of went into a rocking ending into Cities, which was pretty cool. That was a really nice segment there. And then a Karina. Karina was, you know, a pretty big song to hear, just because they don't play it very often. That was the first time since MSG 2016, so 68 song gap there for Karina. People who don't know that song, it's a Taj Mahal cover. It's so fun. I suggest going back and listen to that if you haven't, but obviously check out this whole show, because we're only halfway through the first set, and there's some highlights. Yamar, which wasn't very long, I thought it would have been a little bit more stretched out there, but was a nice placement, I think. And then the Wolfman's Brother, 16 minutes. It was just a really, really, really good jam. Got into some weird stuff there, but a good way to end the first set. The Wolfman's had a Party Time sort of jam or quote or tease. I guess it's not a tease. I think it's more of a quote, because they actually were going into the song. So there was some Party Time in there, but the 16 minutes is great. Set two, Carini opener, and I was surprised that this was only a 7 minute Carini. Before they busted into the tweezer, but Carini usually in that slot is, you know, you get your 15 to 19 minutes, whatever, before it blisses out and goes into something else. So kind of interesting. Trey was definitely feeling the tweezer, and that was a clean segue right into tweezer. The tweezer went into Death Don't Hurt Very Long, so our fourth Kasvat Vox song of the run so far, back into tweezer. But before it even went into Death Don't Hurt Very Long, it was 19 minutes. So barely, you know, it really wasn't a you know, in between Tweezer, Tweezer was well jammed out. There were plenty of peaks in that, and I want to play a little bit of that on the way out, because to me, going to Madison Square Garden and getting Tweezer peaks, you know, there's really nothing better than that. The Death Don't Hurt Very Long went back into Tweezer and then into No Quarter, 2001 First Tube Closer, and the Shine a Light Tweezer Reprise Encore. It was a really solid show. This, I think this is only the second time that Tweezer has been played on December 29th. I think I always associate December 29th with, you know, the Carinis, Down With Disease, going back to 95, The Real Gin. There's just not a lot of 1229 Tweezers. The only other one was 2009, I believe. So kind of cool that we got that, and that they, obviously Trey was really feeling it. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, the show was just phenomenal. I mean, right now on fish.net, the overall rating is 4.75 out of 5. That is pretty insane from the you know, immediate get-go here, because there's not actually a lot of shows that are ranking up 4.75 and above. So it seems like people really thought this was, you know, an all-time show. We'll see how the reviews kind of balance out over time. But between the jams and the first set, the 46 Days, as I mentioned, the Blazon, the Wolfmans, and then this Tweezer, Death Don't Hurt Very Long Tweezer, along with some really good stuff around it, that makes for what I think is a great show. One of the best of 2018, I'd say, for sure. And we'll see what happens tonight when they come back for the 30th. So we will be back tomorrow with another quick hit, and we appreciate everyone's patience. I hope everyone does check the link to check out the Couch Report video. We're really grateful to Relix and everyone who has collaborated with us. We also had Kelly Morris, who most of you hopefully have seen her video, the More video she did. We had her in the room directing the camera. So that was really cool. It was an honor to have her in person and have her talents be put to use for Couch Report. So please check it out if you haven't. And if you can hear anything in the background, I'm with my kids in this apartment in the East Village. And I just want to tell people that if you think that it makes sense to go to New York with your wife and your three kids and stay in an apartment and go to fish shows, and that everyone will sleep well and be rested, just don't have those assumptions. We were woken up at 5 a.m. by Miles, my five-year-old. So just, if you're going to do a trip like that around fish, just please go into it knowing that you're not going to sleep very much. Appreciate everyone's patience. Thanks for tuning in and for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit. Hope everyone's enjoying this and enjoying the run. And we're looking forward to bringing you a lot more of these and a lot more awesome episodes as we kick off 2019. So thanks for all your support. We'll talk to you soon. Keep on rocking out there.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like The Lumineers, Ani DeFranco, Wolf Peck, Keb Moe, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask?
I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon. Again.